Feast we celebrate today, the Assumption of our Blessed Mother, celebrates a dogma of our faith, of course, that our Blessed Mother Mary was taken up at the end of her life, body and soul, into heaven, where she is now. This was decreed a dogma of our faith in 1950 by Pope Pius XII. And of course, when a pope decrees a dogma of our faith, it is not making up a new teaching, but the pope is simply using his infallible authority to declare that this article of faith was in fact always believed through the entire history of the Church, back to the time of our Lord, and that it is divinely revealed. And in fact, there was no doubt of Mary's bodily assumption into heaven until the Protestants 500 years ago. And even then, in the early days, the Lutherans and the Anglicans, even after they broke with the Church, they retained in their calendars, their liturgical calendars, they had a feast of the Assumption of Mary. It was only later that they dropped the word Assumption, and they celebrate the 15th simply as a feast of Holy Mary. It's not difficult to believe that our Lord took Mary, body and soul, into heaven, and did not leave her body here to be corrupted. After having chosen her as his mother. On this feast day, St. Bernard, speaking of Mary's Assumption, says this: on this day, the glorified Virgin entered heaven, and crowned by her presence the holy pleasures of its inhabitants. But what mind can conceive the glory with which the arrival of the Queen of the World was celebrated by the brilliant heavenly hosts? Their advance to greet her, their chanting as they led her to the magnificent throne. Who can fancy the tender gaze, the loving countenance, the divine caresses with which she was received by her Son and placed over all created beings, honored as became such a mother with the glory that became such a son? What lips can describe the Assumption of Mary? As upon earth she before all others receives special grace, so in heaven she before all others receives special glory. If I had not seen nor hear her, nor had it entered into the heart of man to know the delights that God has prepared for those above him, who shall say what is prepared for her who bore him and loved him more than all? O blessed art thou, Mary. Most blessed wert thou when thou didst receive the Savior. Most blessed art thou when the Savior receives thee. What a thought of St. Bernard. If it is a matter of faith, as sacred scripture says, that here on earth we cannot even begin to comprehend the joys and glory of heaven, who then can say that we can possibly give Mary too much honor here when we can't even imagine the honor, the joy, the glory of a single saint in heaven, much less she who is the Mother of God? And so Catholics rightly honor Mary. We never fear that we give Mary too much honor, because how can the honor we give to her come anywhere close to the honor that our Lord himself gave her in making her his mother? There was a boy in a school once, non-Catholic school, where a Protestant minister came and he was asking the children to recite their prayers. And this boy, when his turn came, he said the Our Father. And after the Our Father, he went on to start the Hail Mary. stopped him and said, no, go on to the next prayer, go on to the creed. We don't want to hear about her. So he went on to the Apostles' Creed. And when he got to the words, born of the Virgin, and he stopped, he said, here she comes again, now what do I do? Mary is all through our faith. She was made a necessary part in our salvation, and we rightly honor her as our mother, and we rightly rejoice today in her assumption into heaven. And as a practical thought for us, think of someday we know if we save our soul, as we hope to do, that someday we will see Mary physically in heaven, as our body at the end of the world will be reunited to our soul. There was a girl once born blind, and she was asked, if you could see, what would you like to see? She said, I would like to see our Blessed Mother. And St. John Bosco tells the story of a young man who was very careful with his eyes to turn away from immodesty, to keep them cast down. And he was asked one day, why do you do that? And St. John Bosco says, this young man responded, because I want to keep my eyes pure to look upon our Blessed Mother someday in heaven. What good we could do for our soul if we thought of that often, that the very eyes that we use now on earth, we hope someday to see our Blessed Mother in all her glory and beauty with those same eyes. So on this feast day of Mary's Assumption into heaven today, let us ask her for that grace, that someday we may join her in heaven. And we'll end with the prayer of St. Bernard, who says, we accompany thee on this day with our most ardent wishes to thy Son, O glorious Virgin, Queen of Heaven, and we follow thee from afar, O happy Virgin. Give thy mildness to the world. Give of the grace thou hast found with God. Obtain by thy blessed intercession grace for the guilty, recovery for the sick, strength for the faint-hearted, aid for those in peril. Dispense to us thy servants, who on this glorious festival day invoke thy sweetest name, O gentlest Queen. The grace of Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, and God, to whom be glory forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son,